And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the coolest offseason stories I saw is that when Trevor Plouffe took prospect Miguel Sano under his wing, and at that point in time before the injury came about, a lot of people thought maybe fighting for a job, and sometimes it's done just as a matter of a teammate, but it's, I sense you guys really developed a bond there.
Yeah, I mean, Miguel's part of the organization, and, you know, he's a guy that we're going to need here to keep on going back and getting back to where we were, you know, early in the 2000s, and that's competing for the AL Central, so, you know, we're both fighting for the same thing, and that's just winning games, you know.
All right, well, it's all good karma for Mr. Plouffe. We'll talk more about Trevor when we come back.
As the Bakken continues to explode with business and job opportunities, why not work with the best? Edwards Gravel is looking to fill several trucking positions. If you are a CDL truck driver, you will want to make this your next stop.
I'm Dwayne Brandt, and I've worked for Edwards Gravel for 5 years. Robbie's a super guy to work for. Can't beat it.
And if Edwards Gravel treats their employees that well, imagine how well they take care of their clients. Call Edwards Gravel of Minot at 701-837-0037. That's 701-837-0037.
It's an opportunity you cannot afford to pass up. Right now, the oil industry is booming across the upper Midwest. More than 400 companies, thousands of jobs, and an average salary of nearly $70,000 a year in western North Dakota alone. Check out MidwestOilJobs.com to find out the top 10 companies now hiring. Positions are open today with a salary that may change your life. MidwestOilJobs.com will show you the best of the best. An opportunity you can't afford to pass up waits for you. MidwestOilJobs.com.
Third baseman Trevor Plouffe with us. Trevor, 24 home runs in 2012 in fewer at-bats compared to 15 last year. How do you get that home run stroke back? It's never left. 15 is still a good, solid number for a third baseman, but you probably want to get back to that 20-plus mark.
Yeah, you know, it's just becoming a better hitter. And for me, the biggest thing is pitch selection, making sure I get the pitch where I want it, get the pitches in the zone. And that comes with a little bit of maturity. And, you know, now I have more bats under my belt. You start to develop that patience and maturity. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to being healthy all this year and, you know, really contributing any way I can. It doesn't have to be through home runs, but driving in runs and scoring runs is what we need.
And I'm sure all facets of the game are continuous work in progress till one retires in any profession. But your work around third base has certainly improved. What strides have you think you've made there?
Again, that's just, you know, learning how to have a routine and knowing what I need to work on and going out and doing it. When I showed up early this spring training, I was with Jason Bartlett every day. We were working out there, just working on hands and footwork. And, you know, having Paul Mulder here, he's a great infield coach. And, you know, we've been going out there every day and working on that same stuff. So it's going easier to me and just more fluid and natural. So, you know, I'm looking to just continue to build on that and have a good season.
All right, Trevor, hey, keep up the hard work. Have a great 2014, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Trevor Plouffe with us. That concludes this one. Catch us again next time for another one right here on the station.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Edwards Gravel of Minot and by MidwestOilJobs.com.